We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
O'clock, the best hour of Show and Vern. I am Ron, the show Hughley. And that is Joshua Lamont Vernier, Steve Inserta producing this bad boy. Congratulations to my man from Greenwood. What was his name?
Gary
from Greenwood. I knew it was a G. Thought it was Greg. Gary from Greenwood, congratulations on the Royals Twins tickets. If you've missed it today, each and every segment, we are giving you a chance to win two pair of free Royals Twins tickets, and your next chance is right now. Caller number 10, your chance to win Royals Twins tickets, 913-576-7610. Your chance right now to win Royals Twins tickets.
Show, this is from the PFTPM podcast. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk put this out yesterday concerning Tyreek Hill.
Now what I believe is, given what the NFL told me on Friday about the news of no active criminal investigation not affecting their posture, I believe that however it gets explained, however it gets clarified, however it gets resolved, whatever words they use, we aren't seeing Tyreek Hill this year. We're not going to see him. Because whenever he shows up, his situation will have to be explained on national television, in one of the many Chiefs games played in primetime or in that 4:25 p.m. Eastern slot on a Sunday. And the NFL is not going to want that type of information discussed, explained, attached to season 100. That's why I believe Tyreek Hill is not going to play this year.
You know, Vern, this is sometimes one of the great things that I love about working with you is that you're not afraid, and I think part of that is great leadership, making sure that you feel comfortable coming to me and say, hey, man, this is getting away from you. And in this situation, sometimes it is personal to me. It does. It can at times get away from me to separate, hey, how you feel about a situation and what's actually going to happen. And I feel like, in my opinion, Mike Florio is letting it get to him. He didn't swung that information he got from the NFL. Because nothing that just sounds like a personal thing that doesn't make sense to me, Vern. Like, I listen, I've said it. I've made it very, very clear that I don't think Tyreek Hill should be on the Chiefs and that I would hope that they get rid of him. But I understand they're not going to. I understand that he's going to play on this team next year. And I don't give a rip if it's year 99, 101, 200, 100. They don't care. Like, they'll suspend him for 2, 4, 6 games. They'll suspend him to say, hey, we did something. But I don't think they give a rip about if Tyreek Hill is being discussed in primetime games on year whatever. They do it anyway. It happens anyway, and it will happen anyway, even if he's suspended for the year. Every time they're on Sunday Night Football, and Mike Tariq, well, he should be doing it, but Al Michaels is coming on. He'll say something about Tyreek Hill being missing when they're – it's still going to get talked about. So I think he's letting the personal, which I can be guilty of sometimes, letting the personal get in line with what's actually going to happen.
So you don't believe he's been sourced or there's anyone hinting him towards the fact that Ty could miss, you know, get that Adrian Peterson treatment where maybe you're not suspended, but you're on the commissioner's exempt list as the NFL. Because we've spent a few segments on this show, you guys telling me, C.Dot Ryan earlier from Shop Talk, you earlier in the program telling me that we don't need precedent. The NFL doesn't need precedent to sit Tyreek Hill down for that 6-game personal conduct, detrimental to the league, whatever you want to call it. It's a 6-game suspension. I don't think If I'm a member of the players union, he should be suspended at all. But if precedent doesn't matter and Roger Goodell can truly do whatever he wants, well, no, man, getting suspended for the entire season, I think could happen because Roger Goodell has said, we're not going to speak with Tyreek Hill. We're not going to conduct our own investigation until the Kansas Department of Child and Families have concluded their investigation. As we also know, those investigations can last months, if not years. So they could put him on the commissioner's exempt list and leave him there for the entire season. And it's mentioned in a broadcast, but it's not harped on the broadcast because there was never the option of him playing. He's been on the list for the entire season because a decision needs to be made by the NFL soon. Like this week, soon. Now, exempt list, you still ultimately pay him, but it takes the decision out of the hands of the Kansas City Chiefs because, again, man, with push coming to shove, with training camp right around the corner, and as we all know, the best chance to win a Super Bowl in 50 years in this town, you've got to take this decision away from the Chiefs because the Chiefs are going to put him out on the field because, as I mentioned, I don't know how the team continues to have him barred from facilities because he didn't speak in a fashion in which they found becoming of an NFL player.
Even though anything is possible, sure. Yeah, anything is possible. And Florio has great sources.
And their words would indicate that he won't return until the investigation
that
in Johnson County has been completed. The family and child, the Kansas Department of Children and Family, whatever it is. I'm probably getting the name wrong. I apologize. But until they finish their investigation, the NFL's not even going to start theirs. So the NFL has to bail out the Chiefs, in my opinion, and I think they will with a commissioner's exempt list. That's the way that I could see Tyreek Hill missing this entire season.
Could it happen? Sure. As I said, anything's possible. I would be floored if he's suspended for the year.
Not a suspension. We're kicking the can down the road.
Or he doesn't play for a year. Right. I would be surprised if a decision is not made. Then I think the Players Association would go crazy at that. Like that there's been no decision made.
As they should.
I honestly feel like at every turn, like he's been very, very outspoken. As much as I have, we probably see eye to eye on this thing, but I do think his personal and what he wishes is clouding.
I just wish the NFL would acknowledge who they are, what they are. And I mean acknowledge it openly. Because Tyreek Hill being out there week one against Jacksonville is good for not only the Kansas City Chiefs, but it's good for the NFL. Tyreek Hill throwing up the deuces as he runs a punt back or a 70-yard touchdown catch. The Chiefs are good for the NFL. The Chiefs are similar to the Golden State Warriors. They are an exciting brand of football. Tyreek Hill makes them that exciting brand along with Patrick Mahomes. Look, the NFL needs to just lean into it, as I like to say. Just go with it. You know what you are. You know what your consumers can stand. They can put up with what Tyreek Hill said on that audio tape. Put him out there in week one. Take it out of the Chiefs' hands. Because right now, the NFL setting the Chiefs up to be the bad guy in your eyes and people with like-mindedness to you, that Tyreek Hill shouldn't be there. The Chiefs are paying him one way or the other. You're going to have to break him off a check. You might as well gain off of that paycheck that you're giving to Tyreek Hill. So the NFL needs to save the Chiefs from themselves, and if they don't do that, just let the kid play.
Sure, there are many who agree with you. All right, congratulations to Tim and Gladstone, the latest winner of Royals Twins tickets, first place Minnesota Twins tickets. And your next chance to win will be right now. Right now, 913-576-7610, caller number 14.
Nice.
Caller number 14 for my buddy Steven Serta. 913-576-7610, your chance to win Royals Twins tickets. And you know we're not going to make it easy for you. You got to answer this question. Protein Ounce, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. If you're just joining us in your lunchtime, you can go ahead and participate as always. All right, man, Vern, if you're skeptical of a restaurant in terms of how good their food is, in terms of how the taste, the product, if you're skeptical,
sure.
What's your safe order?
Got it. Chicken tenders.
That's your safe order?
Yeah.
Chicken tenders, huh?
Oh, yeah. Or quesadilla.
Quesadilla's not bad.
Really? Quesadilla seems to be a
little bit... You can't mess up a quesadilla.
Well, what's your answer?
Chicken, cheese, sour cream, some salsa, some pico.
I'm staying away from the sour cream, but I'm still with you nonetheless.
Yeah, you can still mess that up.
You can mess anything up, but you're asking me what my safe order is.
You
throw those chicken tenders in the fryer.
I'll go with the chicken tenders and a burger. Burger is mine.
Yeah. Tough to go wrong on a burger.
Burger and fries is mine.
Caller 14, 913-576-7610.
I messed up one time. Went to a restaurant in Hawaii, and it was, I don't even want to say what I ordered.
I mean, what was it?
Ribs. And I was really skeptical of the plate. I mean, I looked at it. I'm like, I don't know. And
In Hawaii, you order ribs.
I know. I just had a taste.
Because all the cattle.
I had a taste at the time, and it was a terrible decision. My brother-in-law said, so you should have got that burger.
Pigs and cows all over Hawaii.
I don't know what I was thinking. I had a taste at the moment.
Royals and Twins tickets. The Twins have been around since 1901. Do you think Serta can name 5 Minnesota Twins in history? They were the Kansas City Blues and then turned into the Minnesota Twins.
5?
Torrey Hunter.
Yeah. Washington Senators and then Minnesota Twins.
I don't think he can.
Torrey Hunter.
Correct.
Miguel Sano.
Nice.
That's all I got.
Pat Mahomes would have worked. You could have used Patrick Mahomes' father, played for the Minnesota Twins.
I thought Dan Gladden was on the tip of his tongue.
Patrick Mahomes' godfather.
LaTroy Hawkins.
That would have worked.
You could have gone
well.
Kent Herbeck.
The late Kirby Puckett.
God, we lost him. Pat Tabler.
Sure. Really? I don't.
I think so. Greg Gagne.
Okay.
Gary Gaetti.
All right, you know Steve doesn't know those guys.
Yeah, he does.
Rod Carew.
Oh, yeah.
Harmon Killebrew.
Yeah, that's a good one. Jones
but
was
Pat
one.
Pat Mahomes, that was, I thought he had Pat Mahomes.
You did?
Every picture of Pat Mahomes with the young Patrick, he's in the Twins jersey.
I would
that
have
one famous photo of him holding the baby with Pat's mom.
I would have accepted players from Little Big League. And they were the Twins.
You remember the names of the players on Little Big League, yes or no?
Just Jerry Johnson. I can't remember Adam Silverman's character, but he was.
Is that the guy that was giving it to his mom?
No, that's Lou something. Lou, his name was Lou, but he was number 4, and yeah, he was nailing her.
Hey, you threatened to fight Emmett Thomas earlier in the show. I kind of feel like I should pick on Patrick Mahomes this week. Michigan's playing Texas Tech in the College World Series coming up on Saturday afternoon in Omaha. The Wolverines in the College World Series for the first time since 1984. Texas Tech is there as well. I don't know.
Who are you rooting for? You have any trouble?
I want Pat to be in the building because, as Allie Truce pointed out, every time Pat shows up to cheer on a team, they lose. His Texas Tech, Red Raiders in the national championship game, Sporting Kansas City at that playoff game, the St. Louis Blues, they lost. The T-Bones, I believe, lost the game that he went to. Wherever Pat goes outside of Arrowhead, oh yeah. Wherever Pat goes outside of Arrowhead, he brings L's with him. So, Pat, make that easy trip. Support your baseball team.
That's just
your
not
Red
true.
Raiders. Go out there and really push this Michigan program deeper on this extraordinary run that they're having. You want to fall in love with baseball again, ladies and gentlemen, because the Royals have really ripped it out of you of late?
Good Lord, man.
Watch that Michigan baseball team, man. That's a team that plays with passion, love, care, heart, and desire.
It's not true. You're not. Are you making a claim that you're coming after Pat?
Yeah, he's a coward. He won't go to the game.
But go out there, support your team. First off, I think he has to go. They have an off day, right? It's in Omaha. It's close. I'm pretty sure he has to go.
It's a 1 o'clock first pitch.
Yeah, he's got to go.
Show yourself, Pat.
So we're going to do this with every Texas Tech sport?
And that's just not true, because he was in the house when they beat Gonzaga in the West Regional Final. He was in the house when they beat whoever it was to get to Virginia.
What was the most important
game? They beat
game?
Michigan State.
What was the most important game?
But you're saying he's lost every time he's in the building.
I know. Games that matter, he loses.
Those games mattered.
Show yourself, Pat. Show up.
Hold on. Are
covering up the Under Armour, of course.
Are you going to show up?
Because you drink from the teat of Adidas. Be a man and rock your Texas Tech uniform, your Texas Tech Under Armour gear. Wear it with pride. Adidas isn't going to turn their back on you. Quit being such a coward already, Pat.
What's the
teat? Go blue.
What's the teat of Adidas?
Nipple.
I mean, of Adidas. Like, is it like someone who works there?
No,
it's the crazy train. It's the
money.
Sport?
That's the money. Suckling at the teat of wrestling. Adidas. You're better than this, Pat.
We've had two come in and say the Royals won when Pat was there for Big Slick.
He left. Pat didn't stay for that whole game. Did anyone see him in the ninth? Stop.
Oh, that's a really good question. Did Pat stay for that whole game?
Of course he didn't.
He really stays. He stays with it. He commits.
It was him, Dustin Colquitt, and Travis Kelce.
And Dustin, you know Dustin stayed.
No, Dustin, of course, stayed. Travis got
and he was a good teammate.
Two sheets. So Pat was like, I don't
want to
be
around. Oh, you think
this.
Travis was just two sheets?
Well, how many more sheets are there, Ron?
At least a third.
Total of nine sheets.
I bet you he stayed at least seven innings.
Disagree. There's no way to prove it because I watched the
He'll
game
never
and
fast
forward.
He'll never answer.
Yeah, because he's a coward and he won't show up in Omaha.
Good God, man.
Support your team.
You're not
going
to show up to Rosenblatt Stadium.
Is that the name of the
he's
stadium?
He's not going to go to Omaha.
I don't know if they're playing there anymore. I think they did get a new stadium.
Not
but
a chance.
You wouldn't show up.
Go Blue. No, I got wedding stuff I got to do this weekend.
Oh my
I can't
God.
Do that.
So you're calling him out to the carpet like that, and you're not even going to show?
I was man enough to get down on one knee and to propose to the woman I love.
Oh, God, there's no reason for you to take it here. Brittany has had it. Stop! You're one-upping him? It took you long enough? 35 you had to wait till you got married?
No, I was
35?
I was younger than this.
Man, you're going to be 35 when you get married. Took you long enough. Yeah. And you want him at 23 to already do it.
He's got more
What were
money
you
than
doing at 23? You son of a bitch. What were you doing?
We can't talk about that. Getting into
you
fights.
You weren't proposing. I'm sure there's a Karen somewhere. You broke her heart.
Running these streets, baby. Running these
Coming at that man.
Like
at,
an athlete.
What? Coming at that man because he's 23 and he ain't proposed yet.
Do you love her, man? Do you love her, yes or no?
He's been
Who was your
long
high
enough.
School sweetheart? How long were you with her?
Long time.
How long? How long were you with your high school sweetheart?
You want to know the answer? Long time. And after I lived with her for the second year, my buddy said, Vern, time to make a decision.
Hold on.
2 years. And I go, all right, goodbye.
Hold on. You lived with her?
Yeah. Turn my back.
Also.
Really?
We know it's not going to work out long term with them. Did it work out with Russell Wilson and his early wife? No. Russell's the nicest guy that's ever lived.
I had a co-host that I really that's respected. Co-host that I really looked at as a friend. And he said, you got to do right by that woman. You've been together too long. Need to propose to her and move on. And I said, where's the door?
Holy fun bags. How many people have you lived with?
Men and women?
Girl.
Ladies.
One. Well, two. Talking about my fiance. Correct?
Me
well,
too.
And Gabby.
Me too. Only one.
And Gabby. She was one of our four roommates.
And you're not married. I've never lived with a female except for
I lived with one.
My wife.
It was
never
my
ever,
serious
ever
high school girlfriend.
Yeah.
That was quick out of high school. You lived with a high school sweetheart?
No, it was after college.
Oh, okay.
It was when I went to Milwaukee.
Oh, well, she deserved it.
I agree.
Congratulations. Let's go to Gary. Congratulations to Gary
hey,
and Lenexa.
Gary, how you doing?
How about
man?
It, Gary? Huh? All right. What's your safe meal? What's your safe meal? You go to a restaurant where it's a little bit skeptical.
How sketchy are we talking?
Good question.
That's a good one.
Like, are the forks even looking dirty?
Like, when you walked in, you walked in and you saw other people's plates, and they looked shoddy. It looked like you know, stuff wasn't well sauced. It looked shoddy.
Man, I think you have to go with some sort of club sandwich, because if you can't stack meat and bread,
that's
you got to get out of here.
That is
a good call.
That is strong, Gary.
That is a really
good call.
Gary,
I mean this from the bottom of my heart, man. I hope you get some tonight.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right, man.
I love club sandwiches.
That is good, man. Because you can't mess up meat.
Everybody loves a good club.
Not everybody.
Everybody.
Who doesn't? Just ask for without mayo when you're straight.
Yeah,
maybe throw an avocado on there.
When they do the triple stack ones, I don't need that extra layer of bread.
No, you can't. You can't put. I'm not asking for avocado because
then you don't have to. I'll take your extra avocado.
Well, hold on.
Maybe on a nice ciabatta bread.
But if we're talking at a skeptical restaurant, Vern, I don't know. I don't know how well their avocado is.
Touche.
Right.
Maybe get it as a wrap.
I've watched several episodes.
Then that's not a club, idiot.
It's a club wrap.
Gonna wrap this club around you. There's a golf club in here.
Yeah, man. Grab a seat, man. Back away from the mic. Just back up. You got 30 seconds. That's pathetic. You gotta be kidding me. I mean, good hell. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. It all made
sense. You're not back yet. You got 15 seconds. Turn the mic off. I'm gonna club you.
Nice multi-grain.
I took wrap and club and combined it and said, I'm going to wrap a club around you.
That just, man, you went for it, too.
It was good.
Did you think I was just
text line, you know that was good.
It was, no, you
Protein
can't.
House, Eat With a Purpose, text line 69306. Was that good or what?
Yeah, whenever you leave Kansas City and you start doing work in another city and you just get real confident because you're baby Jesus to these people and that stupid stuff you say and people are like, who is this Yahoo?
Okay.
You're going to be like, oh, I've. You're right, that was bad.
I did not ask for the nickname Baby Jesus, but I wear it with pride. I do not agree with it, but, you know, the shoe fits. So.
Good. I hate everything.
You didn't say adult Jesus.
No, you are Baby Jesus to them, man.
Pulling off miracles and whatnot. I'm just kicking it in the manger.
I am really disappointed that you went for the avocado and not thinking, man,
oh, avocado and bacon.
Oh, I love it normally, hello. But at a sketchy restaurant.
What is he talking about?
At a sketchy restaurant, that avocado would be brown.
Okay, I'm really hungry.
It.
I'm super hungry.
A nice
hungry
French
right
bread,
now.
But you got to go with the thick French bread, not the skinny ones. Nobody likes a baguette.
That's not true. I love a good baguette. I just love bread in general. I'm telling you, man.
Listener 6, solid burn. Vern. Thanks, man.
All right, coming up, your chance to win Royals tickets right off the bat as soon as we return. And listen up, damn it. If you follow the show, please jump in here. If you don't, we're trying to give away more Royals tickets. We're trying to find someone who can beat Vern's 3 strikes.
Yeah.
Listen to the show and then jump in. 913-576-7610. Your chance to win Royals tickets right off the bat and your chance to compete on Vern's 3 strikes.
That's right.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back, Show and Vern. Your chance to win Royals Twins tickets. Your chance to compete in 3 strikes coming up here momentarily. But let's do it right now, Vern. Hot Sex, your latest chance to win Royals Twins tickets is right now. 913-576-7610. Caller number 4. Caller number 4, your chance to win Royals Twins tickets at this moment. Before we jump into 3 strikes, Vernier, I feel like, I mean, I like to be an open book to share this. I feel like this is going to sound bad when I say this, but I wonder if people can understand where I'm feeling. So, little show started summer school yesterday, right? And now our schedule has changed. Why did you just give me that look? God, you just hate me. Now our schedule has changed, and I have to pick him up now at 3:30. Pick him up, then he hangs out with me for the rest of the evening or whatever. Before, I did drop off. I had some time at home to maybe hit the gym, you know, do some other things around the house, run some errands, and they didn't get home till like 6 o'clock. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, man, he starts the summer school, man. I'm just about to lose all my little, my couple of hours of just time to myself. Yesterday, surprisingly, I had a really good time with my son. I know that sounds horrible right now, but I had a really good time with my son. I don't know how long this is going to last. Maybe today he's going to get on my nerves and I'm going to want to have my moments. But, you know, we played a little ball in the backyard, grilled, you know, a little chicken. We had a good time. I had a good time with him.
And what's the plan for today?
Oh, Jesus. I don't know.
He doesn't take naps or anything?
No, man, he's not taking a nap at,
I don't know,
at 4 o'clock.
How the hell do I know?
No, he's not taking a nap. He's stepping up, but I don't know, man. It was good times. It's like, it's good spending time with my young guy.
He's a little you. That's good. You should have a good time with the young man. You can really, really start hounding him on this, you know, the lefty swing, teach him how to turn two. You can really get some work in. Really Marinovich this bad boy.
I was really having a good time having that time to myself.
And what did you do during that time?
Oh,
you said worked out, which, okay.
A lot.
Okay. So 5 days. 5 days you get all this showtime. Working out all 5 days?
Some days, you know. Okay, working so out, doing a lot of stuff for the show.
I mean, you do a lot for the show, but let's not act like it's arduous work.
It's coming up with topics.
Thinking of topics. So sitting and ruminating is what and no longer can do.
No, and, you know, what was the episode of Seinfeld? What was it called? The Contest? A little bit of that.
Masturbating.
Just doing a lot.
So your son is really getting in the way of you masturbating.
Just having some time to myself. You know, getting some errands done, some grocery shopping.
That's usually the time I get it done, too.
Oh, grocery shopping?
No, he's talking about
the contest?
Yeah.
Masturbating. You guys are both going home and doing that right away?
I didn't say every day. Sometimes.
What does this show do for you two? Just go home and just rip your pants off? And all right, everyone knows what that entails. Hey, way to go, Mick, in Independence. You walk away with those Royals Twins tickets. Okay, so there's 5 days in the week. One day you're working out. The other,
I know, I work out. No, don't give me more days I work out.
I'm asking questions.
I work out 4 or 5 times a week.
All right.
4 times a week.
I was gonna say, Friday, I know we always go out and drink. So that one's out. So
yeah.
That's not a workout good, day. So good, now we're down to 4.
Good 4 times a week. Yeah, Saturdays are days.
Yeah, I know, but we're talking about this time that normally you had with yourself. Personally, I think of the 5, one of them was a workout, one of them was get drunk with your friends, and then the other 3 were pleasuring yourself.
And that's that doesn't mean the contest can't happen on the same days that you work out.
Right. So, all right. Because yesterday you broke keto. Yesterday you broke keto.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, yesterday was day one with your son, right? Getting that all that time that he was normally being picked up by your wife. I just feel like it's all about to unravel. Dial us up right now. You want to win these Royals Twins tickets. 3 strikes coming your way. Dial us up if you know the show and you want to win a pair of tickets to the next 6:10 Saturday. Dial us up right now, 913-576-7610. It is time indeed for 3 strikes.
What?
3
Why do you
strikes.
Try to cut so
Are
deep?
You ready?
You're the one that said most of your time after the show is made up of you pleasuring yourself. 913-576-7610.
I hope you get a Kevin Durant.
a torn Achilles. I don't do enough to tear my Achilles.
I know.
Coming up before this segment concludes, in the next 15 minutes, your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to Rivalry Renewed as the KU alums take on the MU alums at Silverstein Eye Centers Arena coming up on July 28th. So a four-pack of tickets to Rivalry Renewed coming up, but first, three strikes, your chance to win Royals tickets.
Batter up!
Set out to Wichita.
Unbelievable.
Jason, you're up on three strikes. Jason, good afternoon, man. Nice to talk to you. How are you?
I'm great. I know you sort of hate Wichita, but that's all right.
Sort of, you hate Wichita?
Yeah, it's just not a good place.
He's an idiot.
Sorry.
Have we discussed this?
Sorry, Jason.
It's all right, Steve.
Does this go back to the old show?
Oh, no, I've taken shots on Wichita on this program.
Is that right? Wow, oh, okay. Yeah.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
Jason agrees that Serta is an idiot. I feel like that should just move him right along to question number two. All right, here we go. Question number two. Name the top three members of the Big Slick crew.
Rob Riggle.
He is number three. That is correct. One down, two to go. Spot number one and number two. It's called Vern's Three Strikes, so please see your way out of it. Continue. Paul Rudd is number one. Nice job. One more.
Eric Stone Street.
Eric Stone Street, number two. You are cruising. And here we go. Third and final question. Jason in Wichita trying to win these tickets.
Jason Sudeikis is obviously up there.
Oh.
I don't know. Jason Sudeikis is my number one, but on the list, he's number five.
Oh, so you lied. It's Vern's.
No, that's personal. No, that's my personal list. But the true power ranking of Big Slick goes Rudd, Stone Street, Riggle. He
Listen,
knows it.
Whatever.
I know it, and the American people know
it. I believe that this three strikes is tainted.
Absolutely.
This three strikes is tainted.
All right, Jason, question number three. Ron the Show Hughley is an admitted ugly crier. Name three things or three moments that would or have made Show cry.
Little Show graduating.
No question.
The Chiefs playoff loss?
Track one!
I think he predicted that they were going to lose to the Patriots. One strike against you. Yes, he kept it together on the show, but he said he had a tough time at Little Show's kindergarten graduation. One down, two to go. What's next?
2015 World Series win?
Yeah, that got me.
That got him. One away. You are one away from walking away with a pair of tickets to see the Royals and the Minnesota Twins.
Oh, third one. Joe, what do I know about you? Oh, when he pooped his pants in the store.
When he pooped his pants. Did you cry?
No.
Strike two!
All right, so you've gone sports once. You cited the Royals of 2015. Yes, Ron is a Royals fan. He's a fan of a few teams that have won championships. The Royals are one of them. Pooping his pants is a big no. He did not cry about that, but what he did do is turn his back on Serta and I and not show up to work that day. 2-2 count. What are you going to do with it, Jason?
I'm going to go ahead and say I believe LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers winning the NBA title with a
big yeah! That was
the 90 pass magic.
Yeah.
I was trying to lead you to the 08 KU national championship, but Jason, well done. Hang on hold, Serta. We'll get your information. You got a pair of tickets, Royals Twins, coming your way on three strikes.
There's a couple of events, and I almost got kicked off of
your wedding.
I almost got kicked out of college because we were a dry campus, and I didn't give a damn anymore after Kansas lost to Syracuse. And I just grabbed a bottle of liquor, and I was 18. And I just started walking the campus. I just started walking the campus, me and Big Ian, just started walking the campus drinking. And I didn't care.
I've never heard that story. Did you get in trouble? What led to the tears?
Kansas lost to Syracuse.
Oh. So you're walking around campus.
I didn't care, man.
Crying with a bottle.
I was over it, man. It was Viagra. It was huge. It was some bad vodka, man. You know, that only I could afford. It was awful, man.
The big plastic bottles.
Yeah. I was in a bad place. You know, that was back when I would record. I would tape every tournament game. I had 16 tapes, and I broke them all in half and threw them off the balcony and then just start walking the campus drinking.
See, I respect the hell out of that.
Wanting to get caught.
I respect the hell, especially the breaking of the tapes.
I did. The only tape I didn't get to was the championship game tape because it was still in the VCR.
Any other sporting event? Honestly, when I asked the question, I thought it would all be personal moments like the birth of your two kids, your wedding, and your son's graduation. That, to me, was an easy 1, 2, 3.
Any E60?
Did that episode of Last OG?
Didn't get you? Me. Hardball?
With Chris Matthews?
No. Hardball, when they killed G-Baby. Tough one.
Queer Eye? Has that gotten you at all? There's like 7 of the new episodes I'd tear up.
No.
This Is Us?
This Is Us has not gotten me yet.
Really?
Uh-uh. Has not
gotten
me.
You're the only person
yet.
I've ever heard that loves the show and hasn't teared
no,
up
I had,
once.
No, I hadn't lost it. I hadn't lost
I'll
it
I'll admit,
there yet.
I tear up all the time at TV shows and movies.
I do.
But I just can't believe. I know you do. That's why I asked the question. I can't believe that This Is Us hasn't gotten you there. I thought it was an endless tug on the heartstrings, that whole program. Evidently not. All right.
Well, Charlie and Mighty Ducks, and he... I remember early that got to me when Charlie and Mighty Ducks handed it over and allowed Adam Banks to play in his spot. That got to me when I was younger.
Yes, yes.
Scar, obviously, that piece of crap.
Yeah, Lion King.
Some wrestling stuff has really gotten to me.
You cried over Scar?
Oh, yeah, he was a piece of crap. Yeah.
Death of
Mustafa.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
when the hyenas ate Scar.
When Ric Flair.
No, he wasn't. He didn't cry when Scar died.
The first time Ric Flair retired, when Shawn Michaels said to him, "I love you," and then hitting with that super kick. Oh,
hell. I didn't see that.
God, dog, man. That's a touchy one.
I just think of Ric Flair tonguing down his wife at the wedding. All nasty.
Mm.
That's all I ever think of. Godspeed, Ric Flair.
Good hell. Boy. When Triple H came back from that torn quad.
All right, I don't know what you're talking about. Let me give away those tickets. Rivalry renewed 4-pack as Fogs Boys, the KU alums, take on the ever-clever named Black and Gold, the MU alums, in the Rivalry Renewed at Silverstein Eye Centers Arena on July 28th. Tickets are on sale right now at SilversteinEyeCentersArena.com. Caller number 8, you win a 4-pack of tickets to Rivalry Renewed July 28th at Silverstein Eye Centers Arena. Caller number 8, 913-576-7610.
When Jerry Rice retired from the NFL with the Broncos.
That was just because of his hairline, though.
That got to me. Like, I felt that. I felt that from him.
I thought he just, like, faded into the background. He didn't play all 16 games with them.
No, he just retired after training camp.
Is that right?
Yeah, he knew it was over after training.
Did he have
camp.
A press conference? Because
yeah,
I don't remember
he
that.
Did. He did.
I wrote Jerry
you
Rice
know
a letter, and he responded with an autographed picture.
Did he? You know when I saw
him
it?
Him and Steve Young both did.
I watched his football life a couple of weeks ago.
Jesus Christ.
And I saw it.
I don't know if people are even in on that. Ron thinks that a football life just started on NFL Network. Doesn't know the damn show's been around for a decade plus.
I've watched a lot of Football Life.
No, they're great. But Ron's the guy that comes in. He's like, hey, have you guys heard about Breaking
Bad? The Marty Schottenheimer one.
From my good friend Ian, I still hate you for breaking those tapes, you selfish son of a bitch.
Oh, man.
That was selfish, man. That touched me. He was
an idiot. They were both. Is your friend as crazy with KU as you are? Because you're a psychopath.
Prior to the game, and I know he's listening, for good luck, we had outfits that we wore every game. We wore through the tournament. And he took 55 shots to the head. I had a basketball. And I just threw it off his head 55 times for good luck.
Why 55?
I cannot remember why he took that many.
You guys were drunk already?
No, we weren't. Completely sober.
Oh,
when Kansas won the title and we were together? Oh, my God. All we had in the house was wine, and we just started drinking it. We were crying. And I can remember him when one shining moment hit. Oh, God.
Are you about to get it right
now?
I'm
sorry,
man.
I remember he said,
oh, man.
He said, I waited my whole life for my team to finish one sonic moment. And I did too. I got emotional too when they had Mario hit that.
This is real, ladies and gentlemen. My man is in it.
Good God almighty. Mm. Just go on with something else.
A listener 1994 says, I'm going to guess that Ron cried when the American dream Dusty Rhodes
Don't even
died.
Speak it up. Oh, hell.
Listener 555, at the end of The Replacements, when the deaf guy catches the winning touchdown and can't hear the crowd cheering for him, that made me cry.
No, I'm serious. Those E60s, I can't do them.
Only if Tom Rinaldi's doing the voiceover.
Those E60s, those 30 for 30s, there's several 30 for 30s that got me. At this point, I can't think of them right now, but several of them have gotten me.
And a lot of people on the text line hate Wichita, too. That is weird.
Serta's lying.
No, I'm dead serious. Look at all these people on the text line from the 913. Wichita and Topeka suck. Listener 55, Wichita is the taint of Kansas.
All right, come on, man. Tell these people. Tell these people why.
You've never been to Wichita?
No, I haven't.
I tried to, folks.
Congratulations, Kurt and Baser.
I'm sorry. Baser. Jason seemed like a very nice guy, and it seemed like Jason really listens to the show. I'm sure he's a cool guy. Next time I'm in Wichita, Jason, let's hang out. But there's not very many places to hang out in Wichita. It is awful.
Come on, just be honest with us.
Curtin Baser wins that rivalry renewed four-pack.
If you can. Have you ever... When's the last time you've been to Wichita? Eddie Guerrero?
Probably 4 years ago.
Why?
Because I had to go help a friend move.
I just want to corner him because I don't believe him half the time. I really don't. Like, I don't believe this.
It's awful.
I didn't know.
Ever been to Wichita?
Yeah. Stranger's Rest Missionary Baptist Church. We used to have to do road church events there. When I say road church events, that means our pastor preaches and our choir sings in their home facility.
So what are you doing there?
You know, I was in the choir, baby.
Oh, I didn't know that. Listener 02, Serta's right. Wichita is not very great.
That's exactly how it was put.
A lot of people coming in with moments. Eddie Guerrero's passing.
Oh, God. It's not just his passing. When Eddie won the championship over JBL, or the one he won over Brock. Oh, man. Arriba la raza.
All right. Sorry. Ron cries after having sex. Listener 369.
You put it in right. Sometimes you do.
Again, we'll give you another chance to win.
Sometimes you do. You ain't never cried after some good sex?
No, I don't think so.
You ain't never cried after you didn't just felt
I'm
as
not
one.
Judging you.
As one. You ain't never just felt as one. Y'all sitting here lying. Yeah, I never just felt as one with your lady or your male.
It's beautiful. I'm not crushing
you. You ain't never just felt that. Like, damn.
From the 785, Wichita may be the taint, but Topeka is the butthole. What are we doing here, guys?
Topeka sucks pretty hard.
Really, text line, that's disgusting.
Taint. Just really surprised you read that word.
Chiefs minicamp going on. We might hear from a player or two coming up at 1 o'clock. Your next chance to win Royals Twins tickets is just 10 minutes away. I've heard the drive bring up Jimmy Smith, the Ravens cornerback that was suspended 4 games. I've heard Ezekiel Elliott's name brought up by the morning show as well as an analogy and as a template as to how and why Tyreek Hill is going to be suspended by the NFL. To me, there is no comparison. Ezekiel Elliott had a woman accuse him of 5 separate incidents of physical abuse. She sent pictures of her injuries to the prosecutor's office. They went to court. She at least made allegations to the law, right? Jimmy Smith suspended 4 games in that same conduct detrimental to the league. The policy handed down by the NFL that starts at a 6-game suspension. Ezekiel Elliott and Jimmy Smith both were penalized through that policy. But Jimmy Smith also, it went to Baltimore County Circuit Court where a former girlfriend alleged that he had a history of substance abuse and illicit drug use, and she had proof of a history of him being physically and mentally and emotionally violent towards her. Again, both Jimmy Smith and Ezekiel Elliott, the two names that are always thrown in my face as to why there is precedent to suspend Tyreek Hill, I don't think that there's a comparison because there's no allegations right now. There's no court case when it comes to Tyreek Hill. Man, if I worked for the NFL Players Association or if I'm a member of that union, I am outraged if Tyreek Hill is suspended because you're suspending him based off of an audio tape that was recorded without his knowledge. You're suspending him for a 15-second clip in that audio clip that was recorded without his knowledge. And you're suspending him basically, Ron, on the grounds that that kind of language is unbecoming of an NFL player, which is a very slippery slope, now knowing that any time you speak in a derogatory fashion, that can lead to a 6-game suspension. I think the NFL needs to tread lightly when it comes to suspending Tyreek.
Yeah, I think it's all about the situation in each case. And with the umbrella that the commissioner office has in terms of how they can use the detrimental conduct, detrimental to the league or even teams do it, there's a lot of things that they could pick from it. There's the conversation that was had in the tape where he said the threatening comments towards her, and especially when you couple that with what they've had in their history before, because what happened in college is considered a first offense when you couple those things together. And there's so many things that they could use under the umbrella. They could even use the fact that, okay, they believe that he is, or it is proven that he's innocent from breaking the arm, but just from the DA going in and saying, we feel like a crime has been committed, and saying that there was welts and bruises on the child, and that because of that, neither one of them have custody. They can use that as conduct detrimental to the league. There are many ways that they can use it because the umbrella is so big and it is what the players have agreed to. So he's done things that have made them be able to use that.
Adrian Peterson, I see his name coming up on the text line. He testified in front of a grand jury down in Texas. The grand jury decided to not indict Adrian Peterson. But again, that's further down the line than Tyreek Hill has even been. The whole thing is quite murky. And to me, there is a brand new precedent if Tyreek Hill is suspended.
Like people texted in, that audio was recorded in Dubai. There's no in the U.S. for that recording. And like you said, this doesn't have to do with crime or criminal. The league doesn't need to have crime or criminal to levy a suspension. All right, it's conduct detrimental to the league, and there are plenty of ways that they could use that. All right, coming up right away, as soon as we get back, your next opportunity to win Royals Twins tickets. Your next opportunity to win Royals Twins tickets. Raptors fans, don't worry, man. I'm here for you.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.